Salt. This crystalline compound is the subject of much debate. New U.S. dietary guidelines encourage people to eat just 1 teaspoon of salt a day. Just 1 teaspoon. And yet, salt is a key ingredient in good cooking. Chefs use it in copious amounts. Mark Bitterman and his wife Jennifer recently opened a store in the West Village devoted to salt called The Meadow. Bitterman joins us to discuss the much maligned, much loved mineral for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Mark. Welcome to WNYC.
Oh, thank you for having me, Amy.
As I was mentioning, we can't talk about salt without getting into how healthy or unhealthy it is. So let's start right off at the bat by hearing the city's take on sodium. Here's Dr. Sonia Angel, the director of the Cardiovascular Disease Prevention and Control Program at the city's Health and Mental Hygiene Department, talking about the downsides of salt.
Now, hypertension is one of the leading causes of heart attack and stroke. And when we eat salt, and we get too much salt in our diet, our blood pressure goes up. When our blood pressure goes up, it increases our risk for heart attack and stroke. So as a public health issue, this is of great concern.
And yet, Mark, you brought in this beautiful book, Salted, A Manifesto on the World's Most Essential Mineral with recipes that you wrote. I'm guessing you think differently than Dr. Angel about this.
Well, I obviously do. I think that there are a series of sort of inferred ideas with the kinds of statements that sort of try to draw a line between salt and health and heart disease and health in general. For one thing, the research that actually ties salt consumption per se to negative health outcomes, such as say a heart attack, isn't there. There is some research that shows that if you eat salt, your blood pressure temporarily goes up in the order of maybe 3 millimeters of mercury if you're quite sensitive to salt. But there is no research that shows that it then stays there necessarily, or there's very little. And furthermore, that even that will then lead to a health outcome such as a heart attack.
Boy, I know I can't and don't want to survive on 1 teaspoon of salt. So instead, let's talk about the fun side of salt, using it in cooking. The type of salt I'm most familiar with is kosher salt. Where does that fall in the range of culinary salt?
On the dark side.
What's that mean?
Kosher salt, it gets a wonderful rap because chefs love it. And because it has this
it's easy
term,
to grab.
It's easy to grab, so it's easy to dose with your fingers. So if you're working on the line in a fast-paced kitchen, you need to be able to season by feel. It's this natural choice to make. However, kosher salt is entirely refined. So it's a pure sodium chloride chemical, which doesn't exist in nature. It's about as close to a natural food as Velveeta is to a natural cheese.
No kidding. I didn't know that. Well, and so let's get into the purer forms of salt that you have here. Fleur de sel, which I've heard of. On the label here, you call it a finishing salt. What's that mean?
So a finishing salt is a salt that you sprinkle on your food after you've done preparing it. Fleur de sel is this very delicately crystalled, very high mineral salt with a little bit of moisture in it. So what happens if you sprinkle this lightly moist granular salt on top of food, it kind of just hangs out there. It's happy. It doesn't dissolve into it, and it doesn't suck any moisture out of the food. So when you bite, you get this beautiful, minerally crunch of salt.
And Maldon, another finishing salt you brought in?
Maldon is a great example of what we call flake salt. And flake salts are a little bit the opposite of a fleur de sel.
I use this on my chocolate chip cookies on the top.
It's so good. Flake salts are wonderful for baking. It's a parchment fine crystal. And so when you bite, you get this quick snap of salt.
So I've sampled all of these while you've been speaking, and my palate isn't educated enough to notice a difference in saltiness. It just all reads as salt. But are there differences in saltiness, I guess, in the mineral quality of them?
These mineral balances can be quite subtle from one salt to the next, like what you're calling the saltiness.
Yeah.
Maybe even too subtle to be very practical for some people. However, trying something like but when you benefit from the crystal, when you try, say, for example, a fleur de sel on toast with unsalted butter, make toast in the morning, never buy salted butter. we're really all on the same page here, Bloomberg and everybody else. Don't buy these processed foods that have salt in it. Unsalted butter is far richer and fuller flavor. Professionals would never buy salted butter. Butter your toast with unsalted butter. Sprinkle a little bit of this fleur de sel on top. Now you get these beautiful little minerally glimmers of salt kind of penetrating through those buttery flavors and breaking the whole thing up. You get some kind of toasty richness from the breads, and you have this wild, delicious dish, and you're eating toast and butter in the morning.
Thanks for coming in today, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Bitterman, along with his wife Jennifer, owns the salt and chocolate store The Meadow in the West Village. He is also the author of the book Salted, A Manifesto on the World's Most Essential Mineral. To learn more about salt and to get Mark's recipe for Bali Rama oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check that out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.